In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the 26th of October, Wednesday by my calendar. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Actually, it's Thursday by my calendar. Today, it turns out, was the day. For months, President Trump has said he was about to declare the opioid crisis a national emergency. An event at the White House this afternoon, he signed a declaration of public health emergency after giving the requisite set of remarks, of which this was the relevant passage.
I am directing all executive agencies to use every appropriate emergency authority to fight the opioid crisis.
The declaration the president signed doesn't come with any new money. What it does, as he said, is cut out some red tape to help more people get treatment, and it lets states use federal money they've already got for this crisis. Marketplace's Amy Scott has some of the details.
Dr. Rahul Gupta has seen the toll of the opioid crisis up close. He's commissioner of public health for the state of West Virginia, where more people die of drug overdoses than anywhere in the country. Gupta welcomed today's emergency declaration for raising awareness and cutting red tape, but without additional funding.
Just improving the efficiency, unfortunately, will not be able to help us address this particular crisis.
Typically, an emergency declaration opens up a response fund of up to $30 million, but that fund has been depleted almost entirely by the fight against outbreaks like Zika. Health economics professor Richard Frank at Harvard says replenishing the fund would take an act of Congress.
So it's not like you get access to this big new pot of money. In fact, the design of that program is really aimed at a public health emergency, not something that's been in the making since 1979.
The federal government is already targeting billions of dollars through Medicaid and a grant program to help states expand access to treatment. Cynthia Riley with the Pew Charitable Trust says states have only received part of that funding.
The good news is that this announcement would seem to indicate that that funding will indeed be distributed to the states as expected.
The emergency declaration also allows states to shift other federal funding, like a Labor Department grant for displaced workers. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.